Wake up, Chicago. There are only days to go before the city goes to the polls and votes for a new mayor. 14 candidates are running the most important election in the city for the last 40 years. And now all the one-eyed jacks are out. They shake hands, although you can only see that one side of their face. And they're telling you how they've got your back because they're going to bring Chicago to a new day, a bright, shining new day, and create a new Chicago out of the chaos of the old Chicago. One question, though. Who created the chaos of the old Chicago, or the current Chicago? Who created that mess? Aren't they representative of the same people running today, promising a new day? You know, I might have some thoughts on all this, but a couple things to get out of the way. Big endorsement news. Ozzie Guillen, the Chicago Tribune, others. And then I've got the Greek thing to deal with. I guess some people don't like Greeks, or they think I'd support a candidate because of my Hellenic heritage. And they spit their whispers out in the darkness. Some of them might be Greeks. Okay, so it's out there, and I'm going to deal with it today. Because the weasels are whispering, and I don't like whispering weasels. But we need laughs too, don't we? For laughs, there's a movie to see. It's not a love story, but there is a meet cute in it. You know, they tell you the meet cute where the boy meets the girl and it's a cute meeting. A meet cute. Almost as cute as Julia Roberts wandering into that bookstore seeing Hugh Grant for the first time in Notting Hill. But this one isn't a love story. It's a political story with Chicago roots. The Great McGinty, classic old movie about Chicago politics. A stumble bum comes up off the street, and they make him alderman, and ultimately he becomes the political boss. Is that a fantasy or what? Or is it a fantasy in the most corrupt city in the United States? And there are real moves to talk about in the last days of the campaign going on right now. Backstabbing, scheming, kind of like Game of Thrones without the breasts or fire-breathing dragons. And it's real. People watch Game of Thrones, and always they think of themselves as lords. They never think of themselves as the peasants. But it's the peasants that get impaled and crushed, heads lopped, tongues gouged out. We're not in a HBO fantasy. We don't wear tights. This is Chicago, days out from an election. Jeff Carlin is back in the studio. Jeff's my friend and co-host here and the executive producer of the Rokon Show with Anna DeVellantis on WGN Radio. And I'm John Cass, husband, father, nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune, a man who gets his wife flowers for Valentine's Day because, well, I'm not as stupid as some may think. And you're trying to make sense of it all now. You see the one-eyed jacks on the street corner? You see the weasels sitting up on their hind legs, making that weasel song, trilling for blood? You see people tell you that they care all about you, that they want to help you, that they want to help improve Chicago just days before the most important Chicago election in four decades. And you're on the street with me on the Chicago Way on WGN Plus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand with pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Listen up, everybody. You know how this works. The Chicago Way podcast is the fastest growing podcast here on WGN Plus. Except for the Bears, we're killing it. I mean, we're killing it. People are tuning in. We've just doubled in reach. The audience increases every day. Numbers are coming in. People are saying, oh, yeah, they're really listening. Yes, they are. And we're going to keep growing. Yes, I might be a lonely conservative on a sugar cookie in a sea of liberal milk, but maybe that's why you come. Or maybe it's because you love the voice of a nightingale. I don't know, or the drops that Jeff puts in or whatever. But the point is you want to be part of it, right? You want to be here now and get your friends to be involved so you could say, I was there at the beginning with Jeff Carlin and Casso at the beginning. Kind of like, you know, if you were with the Knights of the Round Table with Arthur. So you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you find free and excellent podcasts, and you can subscribe free and download for free, and there won't be any annoying commercials about vegetable supplements or precious metals.
As soon as you finish your soup, mosey around that tool shed. They'll tell you just what to do. Come on, boys.
All right, boys, step right up. Take it easy.
Right over there.
Come on, hold it, boys. Come on. One at a time. Don't forget who gave it to you, boys.
Soup guy sent me over.
Some soup, ain't it? Certainly kind of the man.
Never mind the applesauce. How do I get the $2?
Go around the corner to the barber shop on Van Buren, 2121. Did you register?
No.
It's all the same. Look, when the guy asks your name, that's the watcher, see? You say, hello, Bill, then he'll call out the right name for you. You vote, and that's all there is to it, 2121 Van Buren.
What do you get for repeating?
Who said anything about repeating? Where do you think this is, Hicks Corners? Some people is too lazy to vote, that's all. They don't like this kind of weather. Some of them are sick in bed and can't vote. Maybe a couple of them croaked recently. That ain't no reason why Mayor Tillinghast should get cheated out of their support. All we're doing is getting out the vote. The watcher will give you a ticket.
What if I give you 2 tickets?
2 tickets is 4 fish.
And 3 is 6.
And 4 is 8. You can't get away from arithmetic.
Give me one of them lists.
Smart guy. Next. Your name, please?
Where?
Hello, Bill.
Hello. Rufus J. Whittingham, 165 North Clark Street. How you been, Rufus?
Fine, Bill.
Sit right down. Just pull the handle, Rufus.
Okay, let's deal with what's in front of us now. The race for mayor in the city of Chicago, the main event in all of politics. There are 14 candidates. They're the candidates who got there early, who challenged Rahm Emanuel. These are Paul Vallis, Lori Lightfoot, Gary McCarthy, Willie Wilson. And there are other candidates who came in afterward. I call these the opportunists. These are the post-Romulan opportunists who were afraid to challenge Rahm, who wouldn't challenge Rahm. But when Rahm decided he had to pull out because he was going to lose the election and the oligarchs would have lost control, then they jumped in because the water was nice and warm. And these opportunists, the post-Romulan opportunists, these are Bill Daley, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza, and lawyer, Burke friend, City Hall veteran Gary Chico, former Chief of Staff to Richard M. Daley. Okay, let's deal with the endorsements. I don't make endorsements. Ozzie Guillen made an endorsement. Former manager of the Chicago White Sox, he endorsed Bill Daley. Ken Griffin, the richest man in Illinois and supporter of Rahm Emanuel, also, and Governor Rauner, also endorsed Bill Daley. He didn't actually hold a news conference. He just gave him $1 million. And that's an endorsement right there. Money talks, and you know what walks. And the Chicago Tribune also endorsed Bill Daley. The Tribune is the world's greatest newspaper, the one I write for 4 times a week, and I love the newspaper. I'm proud of it, and I'm on the editorial board, and an endorsement was made of Bill Daley. Now, some of you are asking questions about this. I'm just going to say it this way. I'm a columnist. I write what I think. I don't make endorsements. The endorsement is a formal declaration of the will or feelings of the newspaper institutionally. Editors make these decisions. At least it said so in the newspaper article I read. Generally, the endorsements are made by the editors in charge. That doesn't mean people didn't have opinions. There are many on all sides of this issue. The difference is, that's the Tribune speaking for the Chicago Tribune. When I write a column, I write a column. I write my own column about what I think. And I'm lucky and lucky enough and blessed enough that the Tribune allows me to come visit with you 4 times a week in the newspaper. Okay. Tribune endorsed Bill Daley, and I've written that he's a post-Romulan. He's one of the opportunists, and I've asked him to step down, along with Mendoza, Preckwinkle, and Chico. They just got in because it was easy. They're opportunists. The difference between an endorsement and a newspaper column is just that. I don't endorse people. I'm not saying vote for this person or that person. I don't do that. But you can pretty much get a sense of where reporters and editors and columnists are when you read their stuff or when you see them on television or listen to them on the radio. It's impossible to be completely neutral. And I've been clear on Paul Vallis. He should have been elected governor back then. It shouldn't have been Blagojevich. The same Democratic insiders that blocked him from becoming governor are trying to block him from becoming mayor. And you saw what happened? You saw what happened, didn't you? Blagojevich is in prison. The state is in utter disarray. Governor Quimby, or whatever he's called, is going to raise taxes. It's a disaster. What I can talk about, though, is something that bothers me. And I've heard whispers of it. I've seen it online. It comes to me in kind of like passive-aggressive questions about my ethnicity. I'm Greek-American. I'm an American of Greek descent, actually. The American comes first. But I'm proud of my heritage. I write about it. I'm proud that my family came here. My grandfather came here in 1898 to Chicago. When he went back to the old country, my father came back here to Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I'm from here. I understand the city. I didn't fly in from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. I'm not from Palo Alto, and I'm definitely not from Virginia. I was born on the south side, 5224 South Peoria Street. And there was a small group of Greeks there. We had the church at 59th and Green, St. Nicholas. It was an Irish neighborhood. Back of the yards. You can smell the stockyards. My uncles had the restaurant at 55th and Halstead. The political groups of the 14th Ward, even before the Burks ran it, when it was run by Judge McDermott and his brother, who was the West Side Monsignor for, you know, dealing with the drunks, the rummies, Monsignor McDermott and John McDermott, the judge, even before the Burks. So I'm aware of the ethnic issues in Chicago and the different tribes. I call it the city of tribes, don't I? And there's something that bothers me. It is the suggestion that I've been supportive of Vallis. And let's put it this way. I'm not against him. I do sing his praises. It's not an endorsement, but I have sung his praises and will continue to do so. Because he's Greek. And there's the whisper. Because he's Greek. Because Cass, we know. Cass is Greek, Vallis is Greek. I've heard the whisper even in my own newsroom. I've heard it in emails from readers who are advocating for other candidates. I've heard it from political people. And I'm just letting you know now. I heard it from the 19th Ward boys, who are now sucking up to the Dailies again after a period of pretend independence. Go take the soup, boys. Drink the soup. I've heard it in all these little whispers and kind of digs on social media, just slight. And I corrected a candidate, one I respect, an Irish guy, and I corrected him. And I said, if you ever say anything like that publicly, or I hear you whispering it, I will come down on you like a load of bricks. And he didn't. He stopped. Because here's the deal, as I explained to him. I don't mind people ripping on me for what my views are. It's part of the game. But if you're going to call me a liar, or if you're going to say that I'm supporting someone just because of ethnic ties, and I know people do that. They're tribal all over the place in journalism. You've got women who support women and think, oh, we have to have a woman here because women think differently. I guess gender thinks differently, or skin color thinks differently. I don't play that game. I never have. I don't play identity politics, and I don't twist my thoughts. I actually loathe identity politics because you know what happens after a few generations of identity politics? The white guys decide to have identity politics too, and then it gets violent. And I don't think we need another Yugoslavia here in North America. So back to this whole Greek thing. For those who don't know, or those who are too blinded by your own hatred or political tribalism or your bullshit to remember, I want to tell you of a guy. His name was Nicholas Blaze. He was mayor of the city of Niles. He was born in Bridgeport, in Chinatown, actually. He's 11th warder, or 1st warder, depending. But in those days, it was all the same thing. Come on, Chicago way. He became mayor of Niles, very successful, elected year after year, prosperous insurance salesman. And then he was indicted for using his government clout to compel people to buy insurance. This is called using the government hammer to make a fortune, something I've accused people of in Chicago repeatedly. People that wear green and like bagpipe music on St. Patrick's Day. So when Nicholas Blaze did it, I wrote a column, one or two, saying that, you know, they should probably double the punishment for Nicholas Blaze. And if he died in prison, if he's convicted and he dies in prison, so be it. Nicholas Blaze was married to my godmother. She was my mom's best friend. She's loved me all her life since I was born. Her children, my god sisters, are like my cousins. And guess what happened after I wrote that column about Nicholas Blaze? We were done. And I understood it, and I understood why. I broke my godmother's heart. I broke my mother's heart. I broke my god sisters' hearts in saying that. They said I was cruel. I didn't think I was cruel. I just had to say it because you know why? If I'm going to say it about the people who like the bagpipes and wear green on St. Patrick's Day, or the ones who like wear the red, white, and green and have those St. Joseph tables, the Italians, then I'm going to say it about my own. Because I don't play that game where I look the other way. So I broke her heart, and he went to prison and convicted, and our families haven't been close ever since, and that's the price you pay when you're a journalist and you do your job. When Alexei Janulius ran for the Senate, I wrote about Jaws Giorengo. I didn't write that BS about Alexei playing basketball with Barack and how they were all so friendly on the basketball court, and yeah, hey, he would be a great senator. No. And I wasn't much enamored of Mark Kirk, to tell you the truth. Not at all. An establishment Republican, one of the ones who basically helped lead the state into catastrophe along with the establishment Democrats. No, I wasn't for Mark Kirk. But Alexei, with his friends, the How You Doing Boys, the beverage directors from the Polecats, and all that. Jaws Giorengo? You're going to hang out with Jaws Giorengo and become a senator of the United States? Are you joking? And all the people endorsing him and Barack and all the Democrats and Greeks. All the Greeks endorsed him because he was going to play ball with them. He was going to play ball with everybody. That's why they endorse people, you know, because you're going to play ball with them. I don't play ball with anybody. And I wasn't really crazy about Alexei. And I got called a traitor. And I got called whatever you call people, not Greek. I'm not Greek. I don't give a shit what they say. They're just political hacks and liars. They're on their knees. All they want to do is kiss the Pasha's hand. So I'm in that position where I still hear it, though. After all that, after Blaze, after Janulius, I still hear, oh, you're going to suck up to Vallis because you're Greek. And I'd like to tell you something. Whoever has the guts to say that to my face. And make sure you have an orthodontist. Because even though I'm old, I would very much like to see you spit some chiclets on the sidewalk. I don't sell my job that way. I don't sell my name that way. I'm not about identity politics that way. If I support someone, when I said Paul Vallis should be governor in 2002, whenever he ran against Blagojevich, it was because he should have been. It had nothing to do with his ethnicity. I don't play that. And that's all I wanted to say about it. I guess I get touchy sometimes. So that was kind of personal, wasn't it? Because politics gets personal. And names get personal. And your honor is personal. Don't look to Washington. These politicians, they get on their knees and they sing songs like seals. Don't look for shame in people named Bill Clinton or even Donald Trump. Don't look for shame in them. But in Chicago, in the Chicago neighborhoods that I grew up in, the people that I still hang with, your name means everything. It means everything. Because all you can leave behind you, in the end, is your name. You think your kids care about money? Maybe. Yeah, okay, fine. They can care about money. They can buy themselves a car when you're dead. Buy themselves a house if you're really rich and you're dead. But you're dead. But your name. So when I hear people playing games with my name, I don't like it. And that's part of the Chicago way too, I guess. There's a little over a week to go. There are a lot of frayed nerves. People are going to be upset. People are going to be angry. The tribes will be pounding their drums. We'll be cheering them on or shouting them down, depending on how we feel. For Jeff Carlin, WGN producer of The Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantis. And for me, John Cass, husband, father, soup maker, columnist, editorial board member of the Chicago Tribune, a non-endorser, at least personally, and a guy who loves Chicago, even though I don't live there now. I live just on the outside of it. And I just can't go anywhere else. People have asked me to move, to go to different towns. I've got to be near the lake. I've got to be somewhere where I can get to 55th Street. I need a place where I know there's bacon buns, even though I can't have any anymore. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. Join us next time for another edition of The Chicago Way on WGN+.